Unit 4, page 37. Now look at the pictures below. Listen to the conversations and complete the captions for each picture using phrases from the box above. Write your answers in the spaces provided.
One. I just found out something interesting about how deaf people communicate.
You mean like the signs they make with their hands?
Yeah. Did you know that there are different languages in different countries? A deaf person in the USA will use different signs from someone in China, for example.
So, deaf people from different countries can't understand each other because they use different sign languages?
Yeah, unless they know both languages. Isn't that interesting?
Two. I wouldn't go and talk to Nancy right now. You can see from her face how angry she is. That's a really scary expression she has on her face.
Yeah, look at that frown. She looks like she's in a really bad mood. I'll wait until she's feeling better before I ask her about the project.
Three.
Do you think Steve looks uncomfortable?
Yes, he does. You can tell from the way he's standing. Look at his arms. They're folded tightly across his chest.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know exactly how he's feeling, but he doesn't look happy with his arms folded like that.
Four. What are these dots and dashes? They don't make any sense.
That's because you don't know Morse code. These dots and dashes represent letters and numbers. There are lots of ways that you can transmit the dots and dashes in Morse code. You can use flashing lights or even beep a car horn. A short beep for a dot and a long beep for a dash.
Right, I see. There are so many different codes to remember before you can use it to communicate, though.
Five. I've just been reading about how the Native Americans used to communicate over long distances.
They used smoke from their fires to send signals, right?
Yes, they used them because the other Native American tribes could see the puffs of smoke from a long way away.
I bet that didn't work so well on a cloudy day. You wouldn't be able to tell the smoke from the clouds.